You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
I'm Steve Scher. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray and Councilmember Tim Burgess are back in preschool today. Literally, they are in New Jersey seeing firsthand what universal preschool looks like. That's because they want to make preschool for all a reality here in Seattle. Burgess makes the case this way.
We know from all of the academic research that preschool for 3- and 4-year-olds is a key step to prepare them to enter kindergarten so that they can learn and thrive throughout their education process.
But there are skeptics who dispute that finding. Leave Finna is the director of the Center for Education at the conservative think tank Washington Policy Center. Thanks for talking to us, Leave.
Well, thank you, Steve.
So there are many studies out there touting the benefits of universal preschool, but you're saying they're being exaggerated. Why is that?
Well, the advocates for universal preschool are using low-quality social science research to exaggerate the benefits of preschool, when high-quality research, that is, randomized controlled trials with external validity, when high-quality research is used, universal preschool shows no long-term academic or social benefit to the child. In other words, it has been exaggerated. There's a very good article, if you're interested in digging into this further, by Grover Whitehurst of the Brookings Institute called "Does Pre-K Work? It Depends How Picky You Are." And unfortunately, the proponents of universal preschool are not being very picky in the social science that they're using to support their idea. The research does show that 3- and 4-year-olds do not need structured institutional care in order to thrive. What their brains depend upon is the formation of strong emotional bonds with their parents or caretakers.
I see one study in that article that he cites, the study of Tennessee's voluntary pre-K program.
Yes.
There have been many studies that show that the developing brain benefits from socialization.
Yes, that's right. But you can get socialization at home without being put into an institution.
So is this complaint really about government getting into the way of parents reacting with young children?
Well, I do think so. I think that is part of the fear here, that now they're claiming this is going to be a voluntary program. How long would that last? You know, kindergarten was voluntary until they made it mandatory. Next, they'll make preschool mandatory. The real problem here is a diversion of the discussion from what should really be addressed, and that is the failure of the public schools to educate our children. And Steve, I went and attended the recent public school forums for charter schools. Sorry, I'm just going too fast here. I recently attended the public forums on charter schools, and Seattle's minority community is desperate for better schools. I've seen it in their faces. I've heard it in their words over and over again. And then no wonder. If you look at the Seattle public schools, only 40% of African-American fourth graders are reading at grade level. This sets them up for continuing failure. The numbers show that 1 in 3 minority students drop out of Seattle's schools.
Let me back you up for just a minute before we go into the education at that level.
Okay.
Isn't part of what's going on here a desire to address the inequity that occurs in this country and starts in the womb? And that's why people are talking about pre-K, they're talking about universal child care, because they want to address the problem of those people getting starting behind everyone else.
Well, there's no question that there have been attempts to offer, and there are programs available for economically disadvantaged people to put their children in preschool. But to create a new program that provides preschool for all, when if you're going to have a program, you would rationally target the poor and minority students, not just provide a universal program for all and expand the failing public school system to younger and younger grades.
How would you do that? How would you rationally target women with babies in the womb up to 3 years old?
Well, I wouldn't target. I would try to help those families create strong bonds among themselves, because there's no one like a caring mother who is committed to a child to stay with that child all through their life than to create a government institution to separate the mother from the child. I think that's a flawed concept. I mean, these are families. You're trying to support the family structure, not break it up further. So, you know, it's a difficult problem. poverty is a huge obstacle to overcome. We could do a much better job informing parents about the importance of taking good care of your tiny babies. And
that could cost money. That could cost money. Would Washington Policy Center support that kind of diversion of funds?
I think a public information campaign to inform parents about the importance of taking care of their children would be something we would support. But a universal preschool program for all people, whether they need it or not, you know, whether they can afford it or not, when the public schools are doing such a terrible job, particularly for minority parents, they would say this is a diversion from improving the public schools. I mean, what they need is good middle schools right now, so their kids can get ready for high school. And we have a model in place right now that is just getting started, which is public charter schools. There are people right now.
All right, Lee, I'm going to leave it there. We'll come back to charter schools. I appreciate that. Lee Finna is the director of the Center for Education at the conservative think tank, the Washington Policy Center in New Jersey today. Tim Burgess and Ed Murray talking about universal preschool and what it looks like. This is The Record.